Chapter 41. The shadows move. There are more of them, many more. Far above us they perch on railings and rafters like a flock of gargoyles. One dangles a mace on its chain, swinging it back and forth like a pendulum. I am afraid to look at the man in front of me, but at last I do, into eyes that are rimmed by black coal in a diamond shape. It is like looking into a living harlequin mask. My throat's gone dry. I can barely stutter out a greeting. How do you do?
How do we do what, Poppet?
The others laugh at this, a sound that gives me chills. He steps forward, closer. He's got a crude sword that he uses like a walking stick, his hand clenched about the handle. Every finger wears a ring. We're sorry to have intruded. My mouth is too dry. No other words come. We're lost, Felicity croaks.
Aren't we all, Poppet? Aren't we all? My name is Azrael. I'm a knight of the poppy, as are we all. Ah, but you haven't told us your names, fair ladies.
We say nothing. Azrael clucks his tongue.
Oh, that won't do at all. What have we here? Ah, I see you have made friends with the forest folk.
He pulls the bow and arrow from Felicity and lays them on the ground.
Foolish Poppet. What did you promise or miss them?
It was a gift, Felicity says. The crowd breaks into a hiss of a chant.
Lies, 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 lies.
Azrael grins.
There are no gifts in the realms, Poppet. Everyone expects something. What does such a sweet lass do with such a dreadful gift? Tell me, Poppets, what were you looking for? Did you think this was the temple?
What temple? Felicity says. Azrael laughs at this.
Such spirit! 'Twill be almost a shame to break you. Almost.
And if we were looking for this temple? I say, heart beating fast in my chest.
Well, Poppet, we'd need to keep you from it.
What do you mean?
Have you bind the magic? No, Poppet. Then we'd have none wandering near us. No one to play with.
We're not here to bind the magic. We want what you do. A piece of it, I lie.
Lies! 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 Lies!
Shh!
Azrael says, spreading his hands, wiggling his fingers.
The poppy warriors know why you've come. We know one of you is the Most High. We can smell the magic in you.
But, I say, trying to find a way to reason. He puts his finger to my lips.
Shh! No negotiating. Not with us. Once we break you, we can suck the magic from your very bones. A sacrifice. 'Twill give us fierce power indeed.
But it dooms you, Anne whispers.
We are already doomed, Poppet. No use crying over spilled blood. Now, which of you shall we offer first?
Azrael stops before Felicity.
Such games we could play together, Poppet.
He trails his sharp fingernail down Felicity's cheek, drawing a thin line of blood.
Yes, you would be such good sport, my pretty pet. We found our first offering.
He grabs Felicity's arm and she falls to her knees, terrified. What can I offer you? I shout.
Offer us, Poppet?
What do you want?
Why, to play our games, of course. We've no quests left to us, no crusades, only games.
He claps, and two of the beasts grab hold of Felicity. Wait, I shout. This is hardly sporting, is it? Azrael stops the men.
Go on,
he says to me. I propose a game. Azrael grins, giving his face the appearance of a death mask.
I am intrigued, Poppet.
He snakes his hand around my neck, caressing it as he whispers into my ear.
Tell me, what sort of game?
A hunt, I whisper. Azrael steps back. What are you doing? Anne warns. I keep my eyes trained on Azrael's. If I can get us together, I can make the Door of Light appear and we can escape the poppy warriors. Azrael claps again, breaking into a delighted cackle. The poppy warriors follow suit. Together they sound like the birds we heard on our way across.
A most sporting offer. Yes, yes, I like it. We accept, Poppet. The hunt shall whet our appetites. Do you see that door?
He points to an arched iron door at the far end of the cathedral. Yes, I say.
It leads to the catacombs below, and 5 tunnels. One leads out and away. Perhaps you'll find it. That would be magic indeed, Poppets. We'll let you start.
Yes, but we shall need a moment to confer, I say. Azrael waves a finger at me.
No time to wish for the door, Order Priestess,
he says, as if reading my mind.
Yes, I know all about it. Your fear lets us in.
He shakes his hands over us, as if sprinkling fairy dust, his bangles jangling in an echo.
See if you can find the tunnel. Go now, Poppets. Run, run, run.
He chants it to us like a benediction.
Run, run, run.